This band have an interesting backstory in that both Tom and Patty from the group played a small part in the naming of AC/DC Lane there in the CBD. Here is Tom to explain.
I did play a very small part in it. It was Patty Donovan, who's the lead singer of Cow's Muff, at the time was the Age's music writer, and he was really putting forward a petition back in the day to really try and get AC/DC recognised. I think it was off the back of the iconic film clip of It's a Long Way to the Top going down Swanston Street, and somehow for the City of Melbourne to recognise it. At the time, I was working for the City of Melbourne in the media department, and just out of nowhere, got a call from Pat, and we kind of suggested that the keys to the city is probably not really what a band like AC/DC needed. And so, look, we just suggested that to get a laneway, and any laneway that's named Corporation Laneway is unnamed. And so we happened to find one that was next to fronted onto the Cherry Bar, so that was perfect.
That's Tom Parker, the lead singer of Melbourne band Cow's Muff, and a great story about the naming of AC/DC Lane. Here is Cow's Muff with their latest single, Bore, on Triple M.